Oh, yes, you are. You're a Cracker Barrel. And that's so perfect. You're cornbread and you dress from Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
You guys, it cannot get any more Southern and hometowny. Like,
I do, but she does. I like the ponchos and I like the big sleeved things. Yes, and yes.
You're Cracker Barrel chic.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
The other day, I thought, you know, since we recorded early, it feels like
I know
forever.
I know it has been forever. All right, let's see. I have to get my mute button ready so in case I cough or clear my throat, it won't get on the recording. Okay, like this.
Well, I'm sucking down a cough drop, so you'll hear me go.
Can you hear when I mute myself?
No.
Okay, so you can't hear and it doesn't. Okay, good. So I'm not like coughing in your face.
No.
All right. That's good. All right. Why don't you get us going?
Well, what do you want me to talk about?
Well, I don't know.
Wait. What are we? Welcome to episode
nine. Fine like nine. Oh, I don't know.
We're going to have to do something. We got to celebrate on 10.
I know we do. I did hear something the other day, a while back, something about that. If a podcast makes it to 10 episodes, it has a good chance of like that they'll keep it going.
All right.
I know. So I'm like, well, you just cannot get rid of
us. Looks like we made it.
It does. 10. And then I look at podcasts that are like episode 372. And I'm like,
I know. I listened to some on the way to Missouri. Pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. I left. We recorded early because I went to, Branson. Yes, I went to see the Garretts, which was delightful. And let me just say, on the way up there, Ron looks at me and he says, I mean, we're not even to Jackson, Tennessee yet. We're not even an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at me and he said, hey, where are the snacks?
Oh my gosh, that's just like...
I said,
snacks?
We don't have any kids with us. I didn't bring snacks. He said, what? I said, no, I only brought, what? No, the kids aren't here. He looks at me and he says, I think you have misunderstood.
I think.
I was like, oh my gosh. We get a little bit farther down the road. And he goes, hey, we got any drinks in here? I said, no, we didn't bring the kids with us.
Why didn't he bring his own stuff if he wanted it?
Because he's a baby.
They get used to us thinking about it and bringing it and throwing it in there. So, I mean, sort of understandable.
So I'm talking to Mama G and I'm telling her this whole story. Well, we get ready to leave her house and there's a little sack that says Ron's snacks.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, yes, it did.
No, that is not helpful. She's not helping.
Well, I ate her cookies out of it. So we're driving down the road and I'm eating Mama G's cookies. And I'm looking at Ron and I'm like, No, they're mine. You can have the rest of it. Cookies are mine.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
That's fair.
Oh my goodness. You had a wonderful trip. You had a good time. You're not too exhausted still from it?
No.
Okay.
No. So we got down there and Sunday, there's just not a lot to do on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of stuff is closed.
It is. And, and I appreciate that. But so we went to, I said, Ron, let's just go walk around Silver Dollar City and,
which is the adult stuff.
It is. Well, and Ron, just before we were leaving, pulled his back out.
Oh, snap.
So there's that.
Oh.
So he really couldn't ride anything. He really couldn't. So all we could do was be old people.
Did you rent him a little wheelchair?
I did not rent him a wheelchair because he needed to walk. He okay. felt better walking.
Yeah.
But yep. we did get to see our homestead pickers.
Aww.
Who I adore and love. And
how are the boys?
They are great. Okay. They are great. Danny's just had knee surgery, so he's still recovering from that. And, well, I was going to tell you something about it. But, oh, you're going to have to come back with me.
Okay.
Because for the first time ever, Becker called me Joni.
What?
He called me Joni.
He's not supposed to do that.
Well, you hadn't been with me in forever.
That's your
fault.
How? That's not my
fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. So,
well, and here's the story. Yeah. The story about these, this is the Homestead Pickers, and they are wonderful, wonderful gentlemen who perform live down at Silver Dollar City in the old homestead, which is this historic, real homestead, the buildings and things. It's actually probably my favorite place in the park. I mean, yeah, I can just go and wander around the little home. It's little, it's mm-hmm. not real big, but there's a church and a schoolhouse and the old cabin and the porch. It's just really old timey.
It's just quiet and it is peaceful quiet. And it's just
it's not
nice.
Near the rides. It's not near. And they play live, wonderful music, a whole group of banjo and guitar and dulcimer, and they sing some of their own songs, I want to say, and then some oldies, like old time kind of
some things. Gospel,
and we just have enjoyed, gospel. We've just enjoyed getting to know them. So you want to explain about
so
why
Holly
they didn't
and
know your name?
So Holly and I would go on trips to, you know, when we needed breaks from our small children, and we called them our Thelma and Louise trips. And we really didn't at first have a name, but somehow I got stuck with Thelma.
Yeah.
Third class Louise, but
no, that's another story.
That's another story for another day, but Louise. So I am Thelma. Well, the homestead picker, I mean, and we just embraced it. And that's what I guess we told them that was our name.
I think we did. I think just cause they're very talkative and they talk with the audience and whatnot. And I guess we just must have said, this was years ago, y'all. We went every year.
Have called us. They have never known our names.
No, we were just Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I would go without Holly, they would mm-hmm. call me, hey, there's Thelma.
Right.
I mean, they have never. And at some point, a couple of years ago, I think Becker asked me what my real name was. And I told him.
Oh,
but
now
they've
the
never
over.
Called me by my real name.
We're losing our dynamic duo persona.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You have to go back with me.
I know. We haven't. I was just thinking about that the other day again, too. But I think we gave them a picture. We did a tintype one year, and we gave them a little picture of Thelma and Louise. They would. They'd holler to the audience, well, there's Thelma and Louise. And, it was goofy. But they're very talented and very fun, and they tell stories, and they're just enjoyable. So I'm glad they're all up and kicking.
Yeah, they are my favorite thing in the park.
Me too.
Period.
That and the train at Christmas. The
Christmas train is
those are my
favorite beautiful. So, you know, Silver Dollar City now has all these Halloween lights.
Oh, okay. Like now, harvest? They always do a harvest. Yeah,
they do pumpkins. They light.
Yeah, beautiful. All those pumpkins.
Beautiful pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Now, I love Silver Dollar City. So, you know, if anybody from there's listening, don't get me wrong here.
I'm sure they are.
They redid it a little bit, and I wasn't as crazy about it.
What they
this
do?
Year. So they moved the pumpkins. They had like a pumpkin walk before, and you would just walk through.
Yeah,
they had
at
this
the front.
Whole little thing. Well, no, that's there, but I'm talking about the lit pumpkins, the carvings and all that.
Oh, okay.
So you would just go down like this little path, and it was kind of wildernessy like, they had all these pumpkins lined up and lit up, and we would just stop along the way and see the pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And so, but now they're just throughout the city.
Oh,
it'll tell you go this way and you still, but it's not like I liked it better when it was all kind of in one place. They had them throughout the city before, but this was a little different and a little special. And it was still just through the city. So
I don't remember seeing that before. I must have missed that when I was there in the fall, but that does sound neat.
It's been recently Okay. Like in the last, I want to say 2 or 3 years. I don't know. But anyway. Interesting. So we did that. Let's see, Ron threw his back out. Oh, we went to Dogwood Canyon and we hiked.
Yeah.
We met some friends from here. Paige, you know Paige, and her mom, Frida, and her kids. And so it was really weird. First time that I've not had kids when I wasn't with you. I mean, we take our trips.
Right.
But as far as Ron and I going, I mean, we always had kids.
And you can kind of divide and conquer because like, oh, some want to go here and some, but now it was just the two of you.
But it was just crazy. You know, I mean, there was just something crazy was going to happen. And now it just was like, okay. Well,
here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
It was just kind of, it just was
did
a
Ron
start.
Did he just eat his way through that park?
He didn't do too bad right now. He's concerned because he's gaining some weight.
Ah, gotcha. You can't have that on the campaign trail. You gotta be
slim
and fit.
Ooh, the campaign trail. Listen, all this.
Yeah, give us spill the tea, man. I gotta know all about this.
Okay.
I'm about to come down there and knock some heads together.
Listen, so his signs are like disappearing or being trashed in yards. And Ron is so good. I will say this. I mean, we'll be driving down the road and it doesn't matter if he sees one of his opponent's signs down, he stops the car and gets out and puts it up.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't me either. I'm probably not that good of a person, but
I'd
like
to
think I
was.
I'd like to think that I am, but you know,
I mean, don't even
pretend. He does. And so his signs are being destroyed, but, anyway, it's okay because he's making videos and kind of laughing about it. And
yeah, he's getting some content. You know, when all else fails, when the haters are going to hate, you just make it into good content. That's all I say.
Right.
And you just put it out there and get it on the tickety talk or whatever you need to do.
So, but I will tell you this. We have a situation in our neighborhood. And there is, I'll just give you the quick rundown. There's an old abandoned church that somebody tried to turn into a home. We live in the historical area of town. They did not keep it up very well. And then they abandoned it. And it's been terrible. It's an eyesore.
It's
I mean, homeless people in and out. I mean, things that you don't want in your neighborhood. The things we've seen are horrible. Well, the city finally condemned it. And it was set, it was going through the court motions to be torn down. And someone bought it. And so then the neighborhood just went like, oh my goodness, they bought it. Well, it was still supposed to go through the court, but then a city commissioner took that off the table. He uncondemned the building. And it was a big mess. I'm not probably going to say much about all of that, but that happened and it's been on and on and on. Well, our concern over here is right now everything is zoned a single family residence.
Right. You're in a very residential,
very residential.
Close to the downtown, you know, the little commercial cute thing, but where you are is purely residential.
Solid residential.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, so this guy wants to restore this old church and it's a 13,000 square foot. We're not talking about a little chapel. It's a 13,000 square foot building. So our concern is what is this going to turn into?
Right.
You know, because even like a little wedding venue or something like that, I mean, you're still looking at a party in your backyard every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you've just got, and you know, nobody wants, we do not want a business of any kind in our neighborhood. Now, the church, you know, some people wouldn't mind a church. I was in that camp, but here's why the old church moved was because they didn't have the parking.
Right. There's not any part there. They have, well, there's a little parking lot. I mean,
there's a small parking lot.
It has a parking lot.
But to do the renovation, I mean, it would have to be a large congregation to pay.
Oh, yeah.
For just the renovations that are going to have to happen. So, so then all you've done is kick the can down the road. None of this is, you know, it's just not going to happen. So what are we going to turn this into? You know, and the truth, but he could knock it down and build some beautiful, you know, a couple of really beautiful houses there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On a corner. Yeah.
Oh, they would have a primo view looking straight
right down from
down,
the beautiful park.
Right. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
And,
that'd be great.
It would be, you know, just a lovely house. Well, mm-hmm. He's refused to do this. He's refused to submit plans of what he's going to, or tell anybody what he wants to do with it. So,
well, I mean, at some point he's got to submit, you know.
Well, he's mad because nobody else has had to submit plans. Well, we're talking about people here adding on a deck.
Yeah.
Or a garage. Uh-huh. Or something. A 13,000 square foot building is a little different.
Yeah. Well, there's building code. It would be a whole,
right.
Yeah, you'd have to
right.
meet codes.
Yeah. So he finally submitted a plan for a single family residence in this 13,000 square foot building. And there's one bedroom.
One bedroom in that big old building?
Mm-hmm. One bedroom. It's a
What's
one bedroom rest? House.
It's a one bedroom house.
That's what his plan was.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess to each his own. I mean, okay.
That's a lot, you know. You just kind of need to read between the lines on that. And so.
Oh my goodness.
Whatever. So it's been a mess.
It's been
this whole
a
thing.
Whole
so,
big debacle.
Anyway, so all of this was kind of going down at the city council meeting on Thursday. We came home a day early so we could go to that. And mm-hmm. I said, you know, Ron, we got home, kind of, we got stuck in traffic and all this. And I said, hey, you go, I'm going to unpack and wash clothes and get all this stuff going. Well, Ron didn't come home. He didn't come home. That meeting went until 12:40 in the morning.
Oh man, it was a barn burner.
It was kangaroo court is
oh,
what
no.
it was. Oh, it just was ridiculous, I think. But
oh
yeah,
my
12:40 in the morning. And,
well, there you go.
You know, he and the owner of the property and one of the commissioners were like passing notes in the meeting. And it's just a mess. But,
oh my word.
Whatever.
Did they get anything done? Did they get anything resolved? Or
they've denied his permit because, there was no plumbing, electrical plans. It was just a strictly architectural. Hey,
just
here's
like
where
a
veteran's going.
Like
yeah.
he went on and just kind of drew it on.
Yeah.
It's a sketch.
No, it wasn't. He did have an architect, but it was.
Yeah, but.
It just wasn't real. It wasn't realistic. It wasn't. There were no plumbing, electrical, you know. Nothing was there, and so they denied his permit request. And so this was the appeal. And I mean, he brought a lawyer and a court reporter, and he had like six or seven witnesses, and all the six or seven witnesses said,
yeah, what
it really sounded, you know, more in the city favor. I don't know. It just was.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy.
What a debacle.
But yeah.
Good grief. Small town politics.
So in the end, they denied the appeal again, and I don't know, it's just crazy. I'm ready for the whole thing to be
over with.
Ridiculous.
That
it's going on too long.
That's crazy.
So
sometimes people just need things to just get the bees in their bonnet about, you know, and they just want to keep stirring it up.
Yeah,
stirring it up.
Yep. Anyway, so that's that.
Our internet's a little janky right now. Are you skipping? Is your internet okay?
Mine is okay here.
Okay. All right. I think mine just gave me a little signal on here. It said your internet is unstable. I've never had that before in here. So we'll see. We'll see how
Where's
we do.
Where is Tim?
He is not in the building. I'm on my own. Look out.
Let's see. Anything else? I don't know. Dogwood Canyon. We went to Dogwood Canyon and it was lovely, but the water is so low in Missouri.
Yeah.
I mean, coming across the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
I mean, low. It was just ginormous sandbar.
Yeah, it is. And we it's like we had all that rain for a couple weeks, you know, a month ago,
right?
Or
yeah,
more,
you got
and
flooding.
Then that's it. We're not getting that steady rainfall at all. It's dry.
Well, and we drove by my great aunt's old house on Table Rock Lake, and lake was so far down.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it just was. It was crazy.
Well, I bet they've kept the water back in the dam or whatever.
Probably.
Too. To,
I don't
know.
We
for the river.
Oh, yeah.
Good grief. Well, it was a beautiful weekend. I mean, at least you had good weather.
It was
perfect.
We did. It was perfect.
Well, good.
All right. So what did you do?
I did nothing. I did nothing. I just worked around the house a lot. I've been cleaning up my studio in here, getting it, throwing out stuff, getting rid of stuff, trying to make it more usable for what I want to use it for and all that. So that was really good. I just kind of dug into that. Didn't have a lot of places to go or anything like that. Let's see, what else? Well, Tim's up at up in, where is he? Iowa? Yeah, he's in Iowa now.
Yeah,
he
went hunting.
He is. He's going on a little hunting trip that he's really excited about. So he's stopping off and seeing our friend JVB and staying there a few days. And then so he's gone, and Hudson went camping with some friends this weekend. So it was a beautiful, my mother-in-law left town. Everyone just left me. They just left me all on my own.
Wow.
Anything could have happened.
Let's talk about Boogie for a minute. This is our friend that Tim is visiting. I know. So
I thought we already talked about him. Didn't we already tell people about him?
Maybe.
Okay,
I don't
tell
know,
more.
But
you want to tell more?
No, I'm just saying he wrote you a letter and was mad because we didn't read it.
Yes. Here's the
online.
Yeah. So
on our podcast, he's not getting the attention.
Excuse us. We're sorry, John.
Dr. Brilliant.
That's how he signed it. From Dr. Brilliant. It was Dr. Brilliant.
So we have many names that we call him between Dean Dr. Brilliant and Dr. Brilliant and Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so he writes into the show and we
find it. Do you have it there?
Did not.
No, I can get it.
But let me just explain to you that the only time he calls me is when he wants me to send him cookies.
It's sad.
And occasionally on Christmas, I will say, he sends me these delightful Danish pastries, and they have the almond paste, and they're just
yum.
Delightful.
Yum.
Well, I came home one day, and it was not Christmas, and there was a package on my doorstep from Boogie, and it looked about the right size, and I went, ooh. Oh, my goodness. And I was so excited. My mouth was already watering.
Yes, you're ready for it. You got the coffee brewing.
Yes, I am ready. I am getting Danish pastries, and it's not even Christmas time. And I opened the box, and there, you know, and there's the whole one of my old cookie tins that I know is full of Danishes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, it's empty. The man has mailed me an empty cookie container with a note inside that says, you know what to do.
And he's still living.
He is still living.
He didn't get struck by lightning.
Anyway, I got a picture.
He took all the trouble to mail that back to you. He could send something in it.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But you know what? You're an enabler.
I know.
You just keep doing it. Keep sending them dang cookies.
I know.
You just need to cut them off. He sent me
a picture the other day and said,
yes,
Tim is coming next week. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of his empty cookie jar.
His empty, sad little cookie jar. And his friend Timmy was coming up and he needed cookies. But you were busy.
He didn't get them. I was busy.
So I got a text the other night from Tim, and he said, hey, did you read the letter from John? And I was like, letter? First of all, I mean, I'm thinking letter in the mail. I'm like, no, he didn't send a letter. And then I was like, oh, he means email. And I said, do you mean, let me see if I can find it. I just said, do you mean the disrespectful
Corn Julio?
What letter? I said, do you mean the insulting email he sent? And he said, yes, that would be the one.
I've got it right here if you need me.
Yeah, you can read. This was what came through our designer cornbread mail.
Okay, so here is the email that we received. Dear Delicious Corn Dog, I just wanted you to know how much I'm enjoying your podcast. Well, okay, there's something positive for you.
Well, there you go.
The dude that does the voiceover on the kazoo song is awesome. And you two are also totally adequate. In your most recent episode, you talked about tailgating and how you smoke some ribs and mac and cheese. Sounds like you smoke all kinds of things. Just wondering, what else are you smoking? It's about to be your rear end.
It's about to
That's my answer right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I sent that and I just said disrespect. And then Tim texts back and says, we think all mail needs to be addressed on the podcast. So I just said, fine.
Well, so here you go. It's addressed.
There, it's been addressed. We're not even going to say anything more about it. Let the people judge. But yeah, anyway, so they're up there. I really didn't do anything. I watched a good amount of football. We could talk football this week because it was a good week.
It was a good week. We had two good weeks because we weren't on last Saturday. So State won that one and Mississippi State beat Arkansas.
And
it's been a good.
They are looking good. I'm not even afraid to say it anymore. I'm always afraid because, you don't want to jinx it. You don't want to believe too hard. Because, you don't know.
Right.
Anything can happen. But over the last... Anything can happen. I'm not getting carried away. But
it's like they hit a rhythm.
They did in that Bowling Green game. In that game against Bowling Green.
Yes,
they hit a rhythm.
Yes.
And they're firing on all cylinders. All of it. Their defensive line is good. Like, there's not...
Yeah.
They're making their kicks a little bit better. I mean, Lord help the special teams.
Good
grief.
Yeah.
They're catching the football. They looked good. Will Rogers is just
on fire.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but it's good.
Great. And he's thrown a couple that I've had to hold my breath and they went right in our receiver's hands.
Yep. I know. I just think I love watching them play. Yeah. I love they're looking really, really good. So that was good. I watched a few other games. I got a couple other recorded, but I will say, so I have a couple of gold stars. I want to hand out a couple of gold stars.
Okay.
For the weekend, the football, I want to give Vandy a gold star. Johnny,
yeah.
Vandy gets a gold star.
I know.
They had a great first half against Ole Miss.
They did.
Look at you, Vandy. Look at y'all just getting in there. And their quarterback
showing
looked good.
Up.
I know they're smart and they can throw the ball and they can do all the stuff. So it was very exciting. And that was their home. I think it was a lot of schools' homecomings. So, they ended up losing by a good amount, but they showed up. So they get a gold star. I want to give a gold star. I wasn't, I didn't have any idea how this, I was not expecting anything here, but A&M gets a gold star. They made it a game with Alabama. And I mean, they got it together because they have been in the dumpster fire.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happened at A&M, but they need to get it together. They've just slowly fallen apart. Through the season. It's really been kind of sad to watch. But they got it together and they were within 4 points. I mean, they had a chance to win. They kept it close. I saw someone posted a thing, one of my friends on Facebook who's from Alabama, and she posted a thing. She said, over under three, for how many times Coach Saban used the F word in the halftime locker room. She's like, I'm taking the over. probably
so. Yeah.
But so they get a gold star because, they got it together. And then I have a spicy uniform award for the spiciest uniform this week. I'm going to give that to UT, University of Tennessee. Did you see those uniforms?
Yes, I did.
Did they look good down there in Death Valley?
They look good, yeah.
That charcoal gray with the orange?
Yep.
Oh, they were spicy. That was spicy. And then the runner-up spicy uniform just goes to University of Kentucky because they had their chrome dome helmets on. Those
right.
They're just they're shiny. They're so shiny. I like them.
Oh, my. There's your color commentator.
Hey, these are important things. I could say stuff. I could talk all kinds of stuff. But I won't. So anyway, so I thought I'd hand out, every week I might give if there's a spicy uniform award. So we'll see. And you can give out whatever made up awards you want to give out too.
Okay, so, that's good to know.
I mean, I'm just making it up.
All right.
Oh, anyway.
I'm afraid of what awards I would come up with, but.
That's okay.
Anyway,
that's okay.
Well, I have a couple of John Garrett nonsense stories for you.
Give it to us.
So John Garrett would come up, there was, you know, a few coaches at school, mainly because there were some other teachers, but he would walk in, he may walk in the office and look at the office girl and go, "Hey, happy birthday." It's not her birthday. Every day. But there was one coach in particular that every single day of his senior year, he walked by and said, "Hey, happy birthday, coach." I mean, every day. Well, now we are a college man and we have upped our game.
Oh, boy.
So his psychology class has a little group me messaging system or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is not a small class. This is not like, you know, not a 30-person class. This is a pretty
significant freshman
level psychology. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He messages his group. And I don't know his professor's name. I'll just make up one, Dr. Sagely. And he says, "Hey, guys, just so you know, it's Dr. Sagely's birthday on Friday." Well, one of the girls, and that's all he said. So then one of the girls goes, "Oh, we should all sing to him."
Oh, boy.
And then the girls take it from there.
And then all he has to do is just put that little nugget of a lie.
Yes.
That little deception.
I get a video from him of the entire class singing happy birthday to the professor.
I'm sure the professor appreciated it, you know?
He said, "Thanks, guys, but come back in June."
See, he never gets sung to.
I know.
Because
right?
he's in June. Yes. So this kind of made up for, you know, it's like when you do your half birthday.
All those years,
You could have a cake and stuff at school for all those summer birthday losers.
Yeah. John Garrett's, he was so confused.
Oh my goodness.
And then, my other one is, I don't know why, but John Garrett ordered a Teletubby costume.
Joni, you know there's no...
I know why. But it was Tinky Winky. I'm like, could you not have gotten the red one?
Nope.
Or some? No, he's Tinky Winky.
Of course he is.
He's wearing it around Saturday all over the field. Not, he doesn't get in the stadium, but around all the tailgate and the dog walk and all that. Mm-hmm. There's a big old purple Teletubby walking around Mississippi State.
Strolling around.
Caleb is with friends with one of the security guards and said, and he says, "Dude," and he holds up his phone and he said, "We just got a mass email sent out to security with the picture of Tinky Winky that says, if you see this guy, don't let him in."
Oh my word.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
He ran back to the dorm and changed. But yeah, there was a loose Tinky Winky on campus.
Was that a joke? Was that a joke though? Or did they really put that?
No, they really put that. I mean, you can't wear a costume like that.
No,
you can't wear it.
No, because it covered his whole. It's one of those inflatable, poofy. So it covered his whole. Well, I was impressed with the people he took pictures with, those samurai.
Oh,
Dr. Pepper.
With the Dr. Pepper samurai people.
Samurai outfit was impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Caleb said there were people all over campus getting their pictures made with him.
Was it homecoming?
It was homecoming.
Okay. Because it seemed it seemed really extra.
It was homecoming. But
oh, my word.
Anyway,
John Garrett on the loose at school and college. I don't even know.
Oh. Well, and right now Caleb is there to kind of keep him reined in. Can you imagine?
But not for this is it this I year. Know.
Maybe we may get another half year.
Yeah, maybe
out of Caleb to babysitting. But
there, but that's
after that.
He's loose.
I may be on personal terms with the president of Mississippi State. No, don't know.
He'll be fine. He just has to channel his powers for good. You know, he just has to channel.
I will say, though, it's hilarious. I mean, it is hilarious. John Garrett has never been too cool for school. He is whatever is funny.
No, he's
and it
all
doesn't
in.
Matter.
He commits.
He commits. He's all in. In. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether you think it's funny or not, as long as he's entertained, kind of like us. As long as he's
Yeah, I wonder where he got that from.
I don't know. Gee. Huh.
That's probably right. That is so true. Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
I got more stories.
Huh?
Wait, before we go on, I've got more stories.
Good. Give them to us.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're
here all day.
So my
these people listening, they got nothing to do.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. So I've got my students come in class today, and it's second period. This is not even discussed in first period. In second period, my students come in. Ms. Shank, have you heard anything about a dead kid in the middle of the road?
What?
And I said, what? No, I haven't heard of anything. They said, well, on Pinhook, I was coming to, which is a road, sorry. It's a little disturbing term. Sorry. I don't know, but that's the name of it. And so they were like, I'm coming to school. And it looked like a toddler in like a pink shirt. Oh. Anyway, and the other one guy was in there and he said, yeah, I saw that too. And the girl said she called the police. And I mean, they said the child was covered. I mean, just pools and pools of blood.
What?
And I mean, horrible. And so I look on our little newspaper, Facebook, there's nothing there. Anyway, and they said, yeah, it had like a pink shirt or something. The guy said, I didn't know what it was until we got around it. And I was like, wait, that was a dead kid. And I said, well, had the police gotten there? Well, the girl said she called the police and nobody had called it in. And then they start pulling up people's Snapchats of all these kids on their way to school who've come down this road. Like, did I just see a dead kid in the road? Mm. And I mean, so I called our little SRO in there, sheriff's deputy. I said, Farrell, do you know anything about a dead child up here? And he said, what? No, I hadn't heard anything about that. And I said, okay, guys, y'all tell him. They started showing him all the Snapchats, everything. And so he said, let me call and find out. And he calls, finds out chief of police didn't know anything about it. And so then the girl said, I called it in. I talked to the dispatcher. She was going to send somebody out. Anyway, come to find out it was a deer.
A deer with a pink shirt on?
Well,
I have questions. I thought it'd be a dog. I thought it was going to be someone's dog with like
somebody
a dog shirt.
Had put some cloth over it or something. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. Don't know. But it was a deer.
Well, I mean, when you're going fast and...
Which I'm glad.
Why wouldn't someone stop and look at it? Like, if you think it's a dead child,
that's what I'm like.
You're
gonna
get out
and
stop and look.
Y'all are driving by it.
Like, that's a good reason
to be late. The police aren't there. You think you might need to stop and, they're kids.
See if the thing is alive or.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
You got to work on that, kids. Kids, you got to work on it. You don't just take pictures of it and post on your social media. You stop and you check it out. How about, I mean, we're going to be laying dead on the floor somewhere, Joni, or half alive, and people are just going to post our video of us.
My students are going to drive by. I'll be having a heart attack.
They will be. They'll be like, look.
Miss Shanks on the floor.
Did you see Miss Shanks? She fell out.
Probably on somebody's story before they ever call the,
Yep, that's exactly what will happen. Yeah, come on, kids.
100%.
Got to help them out. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's scary, though. I would have freaked me out.
Anyway. I know. I was like, what? I have so many questions still of why? Anyway.
Yeah. Who knows?
So
who knows? Okay.
All right.
What's
our official conversation today?
Well, I thought we would, I know we had a couple things listed, but I thought we could maybe save one for later. Let's see. We'll see how far we get, but I thought we'd do some fall, favorite fall fashions.
Okay.
And just, this is casual. I mean, this is not like, just some things that we're liking or I've got some things that I've been liking and I like the looks of. And if there's a big no, like if you've got like a, I don't know, maybe there's something you don't like, but I don't know. So I thought we'd just talk about for a few minutes. And the first one that I am loving is, and I'm all about this fall, are just the wide leg pants. Like the wide leg, you know what I mean? They can be, the loungy style, kind of a comfy, stretchy, sweatery. They can be, I found some really cute pairs at Target that were more of like a chino, flat front, wide leg, really cute. And I will link what I can here. They didn't have that exact pair anymore on the site, but I got one that was kind of close. It's not as wide of a leg, but I don't know. I'm just into that wide leg. I still have my joggers, I still wear, that and stuff, but that good wide leg pant is making me very, very happy. I'm just going to go. You jump in if you think of something you want to, what else?
Well, there's fashion, my fashion.
I know, but you got stuff you like to wear in
the
fall.
I'm going to just tell you.
You like to wear your sweaters.
Okay, because I'm so short, I have to have petite clothing. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently all the clothing companies think that only short people are like old.
Oh, no.
It's very difficult to find
I bet it
anything.
Is. I bet it is.
So, but I just want you to know, and y'all can make fun of me all you want, I really enjoy some clothes from Cracker Barrel.
You are like the Cracker Barrel clothes queen. That's your look, Joni. That's your style. It is,
but all like they have ponchos. I mean, let's go back to the early 70s. Mm. I loved me like crocheted ponchos and stuff, and I'm still, I'm there.
Oh yeah, just summed up. Did you stop at any Cracker Barrels? And get anything new on your trip?
No, I didn't. We stopped. Oh, we couldn't make it out of Tennessee. We had to stop in Dyersburg for Ron to eat lunch because.
Yeah. Chicken and dumplings. What else are you going to do?
He didn't have snacks in the car. So we're stopping 2 hours away for him to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. I just got a vegetable plate. And yes, mm-hmm. I did not get macaroni and cheese on my vegetable plate, Holly. I just got
regular. It's a thing. Vegetables. Don't even lie.
Mm-hmm. And Ron did get chicken and dumplings.
Yep, he got his chicken and dumplings. That's exactly right. Oh, yes, you are. You're a Cracker Barrel. And that's so perfect. You're cornbread and you dress from Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
You guys, it cannot get any more Southern and hometowny. Like,
I do, but she does. I like the ponchos and I like the big sleeved things. Yes, and
You're Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel and L.L. Bean are my.
Yeah, you used to always L.L. Bean Eddie Bauer. And that was big. Yeah. That was
flannel.
Definitely.
I love mm-hmm. flannel in the fall. I love sweaters in the fall. Mm-hmm. I like a good, and this is not fashion, but I like a good cotton blanket.
Oh, yeah. Blanket. Yeah, absolutely.
There's just a good cotton mm-hmm. blanket.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Well, there you go. I love that. Cracker Barrel chic. The other thing that I'm really liking are the white kind of sort of platform tennis shoes. I'm not a big mm-hmm. platform mm-hmm. shoe person, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean? They're like the fashion. They're not a Nike.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're just kind of a thicker sole. And they're so cute with your wide leg pants. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. You'd look really cute in that, actually, because uh-huh. you can wear a wide leg uh-huh. Drapey kind of pant.
Yeah.
And then those thicker, kind of a nice white tennis shoe. Yeah, that's cute. I'm loving that. I'm loving.
And my poncho. Don't forget my poncho.
And your poncho. Your wide leg pants and your poncho. And that's a lot. I don't know that ponchos go with wide leg pants.
I know it doesn't.
That's a lot of material going on. Yeah. But you can do whatever you want.
I can.
And go to Cornbread and get you a whole new outfit. Or go to Cracker Barrel and get you a whole new outfit. Oh, that makes me so happy. And then in the same with the shoe thing, of course, the whole ankle boot situation, which is a thing. And I'm embracing the buff colored, the really light, not super light, but that buff kind of tan. It's not that warm tan. It's that buff tan with the lug sole ankle boot. Mm-hmm. That is, in fact, I'll link to these. They're Target. Everything I get is at Target or Old Navy. But these ones I liked, Joni, because they're not super lug sole-y. Like they are, but see how it's kind of like a wedge?
I do.
It's not like the ones that cut up and you have this giant, heel. It's kind of more like a little a little wedge. Aren't those cute?
Those are
cute.
And
you're not going to fall down because they've got a good old sole. So I'll link those
on there,
too. Well, that's... can't do anything about that. So that... kind of a buff color boot. Those came in black and in a beautiful kind of a cognac color, actually, which would be really, you would really like those too. And then last but not least, I mean, I don't know. No, I guess it's not last, but I'm really into, I've been into the monochromatic kind of look for a while, but now it's really having a moment. So those kind of sets, I just got today at Target a long, a pair of knit navy blue wide leg pants, and then they had a matching kind of a sweater, V-neck, kind of casual, a little shorter, because with your wide leg pants, that's the trouble. You got to wear a shorter top, which again, that look works probably pretty well for you.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but you can wear a shorter top.
Because my butt's too big.
But that's why I don't have leg. The leg just shoots down from the waist. You're just the legs.
But my problem is my waist is so small.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah. Well, a stretchy pant. Remember that time at Silver Dollar City where those stretchy sweater pants and we went on we went on the water rides. and your pants got wet. Do you remember this was a long time ago?
Yes, I do. And they were like dragging.
And they got so wet and weighed down. They stretched like you were walking on your pants.
Yes.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah.
So let's do that again.
Okay.
But these little sets, and then Old Navy had some that were a ribbed kind of a pencil skirt, but not, you know, like a skirt with a matching kind of a ribbed. And this is all kind of t-shirt stretchy material. It's not anything fancy, but it's like I got a pretty cream and a black. Anyway, I'll link to some of those, which is kind of that monochromatic or what I call like a tone on tone. I have a pair of green wide leg pants. They're kind of a soft green, and I can wear like a tank or something with them that's just a little different tone, but in the similar family. I don't know. It just looks good. I like it.
One of my favorite shopping memories is when we were in Rolla.
Oh, gosh.
And Aaron Vonderbrugge took me shopping. And there was this really cute.
We all went. All the women went. We all went and shopped.
And there was this really cute jean dress. I mean, it was really, really cute. And it had on, and it had this red stretchy belt, like a red elastic belt or so, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Aaron said, this, you go put this on. This is going to be so cute. You need to go get this.
Mm-hmm. And you were so gracious.
And I came out with the denim dress, but I did not put the belt on.
Right.
Did not put the belt on.
Right.
And she said, the red belt makes it. You got to put the red belt on. And I said, Aaron, I cannot wear that red belt.
She said,
yes, it makes it. It makes it. And I said, Aaron, I can't wear the red belt because y'all, I have, I'm just going to say it. I've got big boobs, a small waist, and a big old booty.
And there's no room.
There's short.
No room between your waist and your boot. Like, there's just not a lot of room there.
Right.
I'm glad we're talking about this.
So I said, Aaron, I can't wear the belt. Yes, you can.
No,
yes,
you went in there, Aaron, and you stuck it on.
I look like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I cannot wear anything fitted around my waist like that. Yeah. Oh, it's so cute. Yes, you can. You're darling. You can do it. And I said, okay.
Okay.
And so I went in the dressing room and I popped that red elastic belt around my waist and I walked out with my arms up like, here I am, behold. And Aaron looked at me and she went, oh yeah, you can't wear that.
Yeah, you can't wear that belt.
Yeah.
And you marched right back in and
took it
off. Yes, that was hilarious. That was very funny. I do fondly recall that. Absolutely. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh, let's see. So that's that. Then the last thing is just a little thing. It's just an accessory thing. And this is nothing new. People, you know, we've been layering necklaces, and to be honest, I'm not a huge necklace wearer. I want to be.
Yeah.
I do. I want to be. I see them and I like them and I want to be, but it's a little hard for me. But the layered necklaces, which people have been doing for forever. This is not any new, like breaking, you know, Vogue didn't call me this morning and say, you know, here's a news flash. But what I like is we've been doing a lot of chains, you know, layering chains, which I just make a mess out of. They tangle. I'm just not good. But I like to wear like one chain. I wear silver. I don't really wear gold. But, and then like a semi-precious bead, like the beads your, you know, sister gave and you know, I make necklaces, but it's real simple because it's just one color.
Right.
So you have this layer of a chain and a semi-precious kind of stone. I like the feel of stone and all that. So I really like that. I think that's really fun and really easy. So that's all right. I got.
Yeah, I don't wear many necklaces. Well, again, because
you
I'm
do.
So
You wear
little.
One. You wear like a pretty little... Sometimes you wear a little pendant or something, won't you?
Well, I have a cross that my daddy gave me when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And it's sapphire on one side and it's a ruby on the other. And, you know, when he gave it to me, he said, remember whose you are. Mm. And I wear it almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still.
That's sweet.
So anyway, that's about, but it's a little, I just can't do big things, and finding the right length for me is
that's tricky,
is wrong, and you know, I don't know,
but so just stick with your poncho. You just put that
I just need my poncho.
Just get your poncho on,
yeah,
and you're ready to go.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm secretly like waiting to get to 80 so I can just wear muumuus all day.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun? Seriously. You need to get you some little clogs, though, to go with all your ponchos because those are back.
I know. Oh, not I love clogs.
A good clog never goes out of style.
I just love those. I just love that look. And I wish I were like
70s.
Tall and thin and could wear like bell bottoms.
Well, yeah, I can't.
And
do
big
those
sleeve,
either,
those big bell sleeves.
Yeah.
I'm just 70s. That's
it. Yeah. I think you do need a good pair of some brown, just kind of the old school little clogs. I think you'd get a lot of wear out of those. Do you have some? Yeah. You probably do.
I don't know.
No, you know, because they're not wedges, but they're similar. It'll give you height. Mm-hmm. But they'd be like little fall.
I used to wear heels every day. Like when I was in high school and stuff, I wore heels.
You wore heels to school?
Every day.
Oh my gosh. Pretty much. Definitely wore them more back in the day. We definitely.
And jelly shoes. Those are the most uncomfortable.
We've already discussed the
problem. Oh, did we discuss
that?
We did.
We already talked about how awful.
I don't know. I've been to Silver Dollar City since that conversation. I don't know.
You need some clogs. I want you to get some clogs for the football game. Okay. Some brown, some pretty colored clogs you can wear with all your little cute stuff and your little poncho. Do you have a Mississippi State poncho?
I don't. You should crochet me one.
Well, I know you sent me that. My son is up there yelling. I told him not to yell.
I can't hear him, so he's all good.
Well, it sometimes comes through the mic.
Oh, okay.
Recording. So people, if you hear this groaning and...
He's probably... How much you want to bet he's talking to one of my kids?
He might be. Yeah. He might be. So I've told him to hush, but good grief. I don't even know.
Yeah. You want me to text my boys and say, hey, tell Hudson to shut up?
No,
and
it's
see
too
if
late.
It goes through.
No, just don't worry about it, you know, at this point.
All right. Fall
All right. Now,
fashion.
Do you have a recipe? Do you have a recipe? Or what else do we want to talk about?
Oh, gosh. You know, I haven't thought about.
What?
I don't know.
Blah, blah, blah.
There's that.
Well, what sounds good to you?
Let's see. What have I done? You know, maybe I'll. We're about to head into some soups.
Tomorrow
at school, we're doing sandwich labs where, you know, I'm going to have different stations and they have to go make an open face and a closed and a triple
decker.
Because
there's, five different kinds of sandwiches,
as
I recall?
Yes, wraps. That's right.
Okay.
So, and I'm having them make like a panini because most of them have never heard of a panini.
And that's like the best sandwich of all the sandwiches.
Ever. Yeah. So, and then I have some hot dogs left over, so I'm going to send them out to the grill and make them grill.
There you go.
Some hot dogs for themselves because I don't eat them. So, so there's that.
Well, think of
for a recipe,
you know.
But then we're going to do soups. So I've got a nice chicken gnocchi recipe. Chicken and wild rice and chicken gnocchi are two of my favorites.
Yes,
so
I love chicken and wild rice, but the chicken gnocchi, that sounds good.
Maybe it's time. I'll put a couple of soup because we're heading into some soup weather.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds perfect.
And we'll do that.
Yeah.
And I love that both of those soups. But
Well, okay. Then you'll put up your recipe. I'll get into the top three this week. It's nothing. Let's see. Number one is that an Aldi grocery store opened like 2 seconds from my house. And I'm very much enjoying that. Now we have other Aldis. Do you know about Aldi? Do y'all have?
I do. Well, there's one in Florence, which is not too far from here.
Yeah,
but
they're around. So there's been one pretty close to us. So it's not like I ever had to trek very far, but now it's like less than 5 minutes. I mean, it's like 2 minutes away and I don't have to go into Kirkwood and deal with all the craziness in there.
Right.
So my Aldi grocery shopping, because with the budget right now, people, I'm sorry, it's insanity at the moment.
My sandwich lab to go buy sandwich stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Was almost $500 today.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, sure. I am spending at least $200 more on like the same labs that I've done in the past.
Yep.
I'm spending $200 more.
Absolutely. So you know, translate that into a family that, you know, as we all know. So I am thankful for my little Aldi. The second thing, what does that say? I can't read my writing. Oh, my little glue on nails, my little nails that I ordered. Well, these aren't the ones I ordered, but look at my little glue on nails.
Lee press on it.
I know. I mean, these are way better than the Lee press ons. You remember those?
Why
they were
we
the
friends?
Worst. They never stayed on. They popped off. They were the worst. But I mean, I guess that was all we had. So yeah, as I mentioned the other couple weeks ago or something, when I was on the cold medicine and I ordered some, they're called pop-on. I don't know. Anyway, but you glue them.
Uh-huh.
You glue them. Okay. So they're not, anyway, and I ordered a set online.
You're mine.
Yours are pretty. Look, you know what? Here's the thing. I decided at age 50, what am I? One?
Yeah.
Am I 51?
Okay. I'm 53, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I decided finally that I can just like what I like.
Right. I know, but you've always done your nails, and I really have not.
I have. I go on and off. Yeah, I usually have had my nails, you know, but then I have times that I just don't worry about them. I cut them all off, mm-hmm. and I can do whatever. But, you know, for some reason, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one like this. Tell me if you're like this, Joni, but you might not be. You seem like you maybe just kind of go with what you like. But it's like I almost need permission to just like what I like. I think through things too much. And I'm like, oh, if I get these nails, what does that say? Guess what else? I ordered some lashes. I might just pop some lashes on two people.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not on right now. I don't have them yet. But, and see, I think about that stuff. And
here's the thing, and I'm a little salty about it.
Okay.
I have pretty good lashes.
Mm-hmm. But things are happening.
Wait, no. That's not even what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I have pretty good lashes. I mean, here I am short. Mm-hmm. I can't like make myself tall. I mean, but my lashes I had going for me.
Yeah.
You know, they're long. You know,
they're curly. You got cute little curly. Lashes.
I've never had to use an eyelash curler ever.
Yeah.
Never. I'm one of those little torture devices. I've never had to use that. Well, now I have that going. And then all of a sudden, fake eyelashes are out.
Yeah.
And now everybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We can all do it. Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always had good lashes too. I've never really, you know, they've been fine.
Do you have to use that little?
I do curl them. Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously, that looks like something out of like a dungeon.
Well, and you can pinch the tar out of yourself if you're not careful. So yeah, it's fine. Like I'm not a big whatever. But I just decided, I was like, you know, I can just try them. I don't have to like. For some reason, some things like that mean something, and I don't think they act. Now I'm like, but they don't. Yeah. I don't know what I think they mean. I'm not really sure what I'm even saying, but I'm having like a little psychoanalyst session here with you. But you know what I mean?
She's
like,
been drinking that Queen Elizabeth thing again.
No, I haven't. But John and Tim made it. They made it, and they said it was really good.
Of course I did.
So, but I don't know. I mean, does that make sense? Like sometimes you think something is just like frivolous or why bother with that? Or
I do. I don't buy things for my, it's almost maybe not fashion. I mean, I just don't care.
Well, something else.
Mm-hmm. There are things that I just won't buy for myself. And it's really not that it's not all that expensive or whatever. I just, it's like I need, you know, somebody to say.
Permission.
Well, yeah. I need, there were these little pottery cups at Silver Dollar City that this is the last time Caleb went with me. And I went, oh, Caleb, look, these would be great for, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to get them. And he said, Mom, get them. Get those.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just don't.
It's funny. Anyway, it's a funny, weird, mine, it's not, it's, well, I don't have too much trouble getting stuff for myself, as my husband will attest. But I don't know, just certain things feel like, you know, weird to me. And I, for some reason I get something in my head and like the pop-on nails were a thing. And I was like, that's just fun. Why not? Just, it's not a big deal. Like who cares? So anyway, all that is to say that we really got philosophical there about the nails. So I ordered some, I liked them a lot and they stayed on for like, a week and a half. I mean, they did pretty good. So I ordered some more from them. I think they were static nails. You've seen that maybe online and Instagram and stuff. Now they expensive. They were not, you know, they were not cheap. But I don't get my nails done. I've always done my own nails. I think I got them done a long time ago for a little while. But anyway, my point is, so I tried those. I really liked them. And then I went to the little Target and I was like trying another brand. And these are good. I put these on the other day. These are just those Kiss ones or whatever. They're really cheap.
Again, they look
good. Glue. Yeah. And I mean, we'll see how they, so I'm like, I'm like an official tester now. Is that making me an influencer?
You are. Yes, you're an influencer.
I can do little tests and review. No, I'm not doing any of that. But yeah, so that has made me happy this week. My little pop-on nails, and I'm going to own it. Okay. Lastly, I just want to share about an Instagram account called, it's at Black Forager. The words just all together, Black Forager on Instagram. And her name is Alexis Nicole Nelson. And you'll have to look up, Joni, you have to look up her account sometime.
Okay.
We're following it. Designer Cornbread Instagram is following her because I just randomly found her. And she is a delight.
Okay.
It's this lady. She, on her thing, she says she's a foraging teacher and enviro science enthusiast from Columbus, Ohio. And she is hilarious.
I like hilarious.
She is so funny and knowledgeable. So she goes and she forages, you know, just in her, wherever she is and finds. So she knows all the different foods and berries. And then she presents it to you on the Instagram and she sings songs. She writes songs about them. And plays her little like banjo thing.
That's all up your alley right there.
You know it. Yeah. She has a song about crab apples that she sings on her little video. And it's like, crab apples are not poison apples. I'm sorry that your parents lied to you. Anyway, it goes on. Crab apples are just tiny apples.
So just so y'all know, Holly sings everything. And she was waiting for me to get on Zoom. And she's singing a song about where is Joni.
Yeah.
While she's... Yep. Waiting. Yeah.
But I mean, a crabapple song. I hope I don't get infringement for doing that. I hope she, please give me permission to share about you. I'm giving you all the credit and you are wonderful. And it's hilarious. And she like gets crazy with her camera angle. Like she just gets really excited and like yells in it. But she's also very got good information. I mean, she teaches you stuff and she is a hoot. She did a whole thing about acorns the other day and how you can tell which ones are good and the ones that are the bad deceiver, evil deceiver ones that are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love her. I do. Oh, so those okay. are my, that's
She's
it.
She's maybe a little creeped out right now.
No, I know. It's okay. And she gets me. she get me. It's okay.
She gets you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I need some help from our listeners.
Oh.
I am doing we have our church bazaar coming up. And I'm doing we're donating a basket and then people come and bid on the basket and all this mm-hmm. stuff. So, mm-hmm. I thought it would be fun to do a taste of the South and get a lot of Southern made foods or from Southern companies. So I'm going to put like Cheerwine in there mm-hmm. and I'm going to put some Goo Goo clusters.
I was absolutely going to say you better put those Goo Goo.
I'm putting some little goos.
The little goos.
And the moon pies
mm-hmm.
and Mississippi Cheese Straw Company. And mm-hmm. I'll probably get like some Mississippi State cheese and, Kelly's Catch Caviar.
Yeah.
Some gift certificates like chicken salad chick and all that. But here's what I need our listeners. And I really need this. So I really need y'all to do this.
Okay. All right. People.
Send in your favorite, like, food item from a Southern company.
Okay. Something that you can like order.
Indianola Pecan House from mm-hmm. Indianola, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all these. I've got some Texas Joy. But you know, there are a lot of probably little delightful things that from all these little Southern places.
That's a great idea. I would love to see what people, I would just love to see what people come up with and maybe you and I, maybe we should do like a, we need to have a little taste-a-thon. We need to get all the stuff.
That would be good, yeah.
And then we need to, kind of try stuff and you can put it in recipes or if it's mm-hmm. something like that, it may not be, but I don't know, we could have a whole little taste of the South. That could be like an event.
A taste of the South.
Taste of wouldn't the that be South great? Designer cornbread. Ooh, I like it. Write it down. Hang on, I got to write it down. All right. Taste of the South. You can wear your Cracker Barrel poncho.
I know. Ugh. I know. Cracker Barrel is out of the South.
Yes.
And well, so the little
goose. They've got the little goose there.
They carry the Cheerwine.
They'll have a lot of those old time things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taste of the South. And then we could do a taste of the city and we could do a taste of St.
Uh-huh.
Louis and do all the delicious toasted ravioli, gooey butter cake, Ted Drew's. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm liking it.
I do too. I don't know what it'll be, but some kind of like, you know, I don't know, maybe a live. Maybe we'll do something like live on the interwebs or something. I don't even know, people. Someone tell us what to do. Someone produce this.
Mama G introduced me to something that was actually delightful from Michigan. But I'll talk about that in another broadcast. That may be one of my top three.
Oh.
I mean, it was a treat.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. It's something to look forward to, that's for sure. Okay. Any other stories this week? Anything else we didn't cover we need to cover? I think we did really well. It was kind of crazy mishmash, but I don't know, fall fashion. I feel like that's a fun, tell us what you're liking too, guys. If you know, what's up with
Cracker Barrel ponchos, guys.
Cracker Barrel poncho. Get you a Cracker Barrel poncho. I can't wear a poncho. Those I did as a kid. Same thing as you, like the 70s. Uh-huh. I had a rainbow, you know, really cool poncho. Now I just feel all floppy. I just look like a giant rainbow bat or something. I don't know.
My aunt, we called her Tanti, but Tanti made me like a little crocheted.
Yes.
Poncho.
Yeah.
And I wore, matter of fact, I've got a picture. It's one of my favorite pictures of with my grandfather, and he's out raking leaves and I'm jumping in the piles and I have on my little poncho.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah. No, I try. I see them and I think they are the ones that are kind of thicker, you know, and I put them on and I look, I don't know. I look just like a giant crazy bat or something, but anyway. So no for me, but maybe we need matching ones. Maybe I don't know. Designer cornbread ponchos.
We'll have to meet at Cracker Barrel.
Oh my gosh. You're going to make me get a stupid
I do have
poncho.
A place I want us to meet at some point. It's in Kentucky. Patty's 1800 settlement. Yep. So we need to put that on the list.
I pass it all the time.
Yeah.
Heading to Nashville and I've never gone. But it's supposed to be kind of a cool place. I guess it burnt down, but then they've rebuilt it.
Redone it. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, enough of this foolishness. Y'all have had enough time. We've taken enough of your time, but anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for sending your messages. Even Dr. Brilliant, apparently we have to address, you know, on the air, special letters that we get. I don't know why they even call it a letter. That's weird, but
I don't know, but I'm going to be on this one. I'm calling it. You can be the corn dog. I'm going to be delicious on that.
No, we're not.
No, yeah, we're not, I am. Nope. We're not. You call me not, corn.
We're not
bread
feeding
all
the beast.
Time, so
we're not giving power to the
dog.
Evil. No, we're not empowering this evilness.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, it's
disrespectful. He called us the cornholios. He's called us corn dogs now. He's one strike away from something. I don't know what. Anyway, so all right.
We'll send John Garrett to visit him.
Okay. Bye, cornbread, poncho, Cracker Barrel.
See ya, corn dog. That's your name now. Corn, corn dog.
Absolutely not.
The great corn dog. I might send him cookies now. That makes me happy.
No, it's very disrespectful.
Should go to Ted Drew's.
I know, but then I have to leave my house. The Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even go there.
That's just heartbreaking.
It's too painful.
Yeah.
I did not think that was going to happen, and it did.
No, I know. No, no.
So we'll touch on that next week after I'm healed from my depression.
Okay.
So that's fine. All right. Go cook dinner.
Go I'll drink something.
I plan on it. I'm heading that way right now.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye.